How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Don't you like to have something hard? This is not a joke. Don't you like to have something hard? Don't you like to have something hard on your back to lean on?
Yes, I probably. It's the sort of thing I probably should organise, but you know me.
Why don't you get comfy?
You're right. Okay, I will. Okay.
Won't you lean back a bit on that thing?
Oh, that would be fun. Okay, I'll do it.
Very loosh.
In a loosh manner. Okay, I'm going to be loosh. Getting loosh.
Getting loosh with Tom and Sue's.
Yeah.
We're having a rebrand.
Loosh-minded friends, we've already done the title.
It's great. Are you more comfortable now?
Super comfy, yeah.
I feel like I've really just... We're recording, aren't we? Because this could be like, what do they call it on SNL?
A cold open.
A cold open. I feel like I've just been very bossy about how you should sit.
No, but I might keep adjusting now just to get it. Now you've given me the option.
Well, I just felt like you looked uncomfortable.
That's more an emotional thing.
Just thought, Tom, take the time. Take the time, settle in. Mm. There you go. Is that not better? Oh, no, that's comfy. I can see you.
Oh, I see you.
Tom's sort of almost laying down now.
Yeah. Oh, I do. You can hear the coffee cup.
You can. Pink. Love that.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, really nice. Mm. Matches your top.
Oh, yes. I mean, since getting back in the jet lag, I'm just...
The lag. Lag-minded friends.
Lag-minded friends. There we go.
There we go. We should say hi. This is Like Minded Friends. It's Susie and Tom. Tom, did you arrive yesterday back from Australia?
I actually arrived back on Sunday, whenever that was.
Yeah.
And went into the garden and slept on the sunbed because it was so warm.
Yeah, lovely.
And just listened to the birds in the garden. And let me tell you, it was so nice. And I slept for 2 hours there just to try and get through the first day. I don't know if that's probably people going, no, you mustn't do that. But I think I would have struggled to get, I got through to about 10 o'clock then.
And have you got back onto a regular GMT sleeping pattern?
Onto a Greenwich Mean Time sleeping pattern. Well, I would say yesterday I got to, again, 10 p.m. and I was like, sorry, kids, I'm going to bed.
Tom, I get to 10 p.m. most nights and I'm on my way to bed.
This is what Alfie said, isn't it? You're just living like a normal person.
I think so. That's a good thing. Tom, tell us all about Australia. How was it?
Well, firstly, I really missed you, Suze. And I think that Australia would really love the Susie Ruffle Show.
Well, listen, that's a kind thing for you to say, but let's talk about, how was your flight?
Flight was very nice, very nice. Was with British Airways on the way home. Very nice.
Yes, very nice.
Yes, landed a bit early.
Oh, on, Clang.
On Sunday morning. And as well, I don't know if any of us have ever experienced that. Sometimes landing at Heathrow on those early flights can be a bit of a startling wake-up call to arriving back in London.
Oh, yeah. When
arriving in London if one is from abroad. You know, particularly if one has come from a bright, sunny place. However, the sun was shining and Heathrow has really upped its game in terms of foliage.
Oh, really? Good for them.
So coming up the car park, there's a lot of greenery and I thought, I appreciate that, you know.
Yeah,
it was a nice welcome. Thanks for that, Heathrow. And the ride around the M25, very straightforward.
I'm really pleased to hear about that. I was more interested in sort of your time in Australia.
Sure, but I like to talk about...
the foliage on the M25. Tom's just spent 3 weeks doing sellout shows in Australia. And what he wants to talk about is the fact that Heathrow have upped their foliage on the way out of the car park.
Look, that's
take
just
the man out of Bromley.
Take the boy out of Bromley. Dante Bromley out of the boy. The trip was lovely. And it was lovely for reconnecting with so many comedy pals that I haven't seen for a long time.
Yes, you saw Celia Pecola, who's so funny and
delightful.
So lovely.
and such a lovely, like, lovely person to spend time with. Also, she's doing her show at Soho Theatre this week, if you are listening to this as it goes out.
Ooh, that would be really, really good.
Really great. Really great. I'm going to go on Wednesday, which I think is tonight when this goes out. But it goes through till Saturday. She's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And but also saw like lots of other people and just loved it and met new friends and hung out with Amy Annette and love Nish Amy Kumar and some of Nish's family, including his cousin Harry and Zara, and just lovely times. Whereby I tell you what I did like as well was being out of the time frame of here, because it meant that I didn't feel bad if I didn't respond to emails. So it did mean immediately, which I think is maybe a thing for everybody, isn't it? It was really nice. So we just sort of go for some lovely brunch, as Australians take great pride in, or go for a little swim. Amy was very good at encouraging me to go swimming. Amy and Em, so wonderful.
So great. So funny.
Naturally funny. Funny person.
And then how were the shows? Was that at the Sydney Festival?
So I did Melbourne, and then I got a flight to Perth, which was 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I had a night off, did the show in Perth. Then the following morning, it was up early to get the flight to Brisbane, which is another 4 hours all the way across the middle of Australia. Went to Brisbane, two shows there. Did one show on landing, one show the next night. The next day, flew to Sydney, did a show in Sydney, and then Saturday flew home.
It's quite full on.
It's a lot of travel, yeah.
Did you enjoy it, though?
Loved it, actually. Loved
it. How were the shows?
Great. So nice. So many nice audiences. Felt very blessed that people kind of were on board with the references and that.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of poms? Which is, of course, what the Australians call us.
Yes, rather than potatoes. But the, or apples, rather. That's apples in French, isn't it? Poms.
Pomme de terre is a potato, isn't it?
Pomme de terre is a potato. Yeah, you're quite right. But it was, lovely audiences, I have to say. Just, I mean, very grateful to them that they wanted to come out and see me. And lovely, you know, just lovely experiences, lovely, everything about it was just wonderful. But just I felt like a real nice refresh, a real reset, because I was feeling like I needed that. You know, you just sort of feel like you need that in your soul.
Yeah, good to sort of change the scenery, give yourself a little sort of a little electric shock of a different thing, you know?
Yes, that was exactly it.
You need like a little buzz, like when you jumpstart a car.
That was what it was like. Yeah, I felt like I just had a little jump start of the car.
Someone needed to just put the foot on the gas.
Yeah, for sure. And was a great blessing to see your lovely cousin.
Well, yes, my cousin Nick, who came along to the show, who said she fell in love with you on stage and then fell in love with you even more when she met you.
A huge compliment to me. Thank you very much.
And told me she was very jealous that we're best friends.
Nicola. But I saw her and I just thought, oh my goodness, Susie's mum's here. They look
huge
so alike.
Huge compliment to my mum.
Huge compliment all around.
That's funny because everyone thinks she looks like me.
Yeah, she does.
But then I look like my mum, I guess.
Yeah, you do look a lot like your mum. I don't know. Yeah, there was something about it just sort of really reminded me of your mum.
But she had a great time. She loved you and loved the show.
Oh, it was so nice. Oh, that was lovely. It was a really lovely way to round things off, actually, in Sydney.
Sydney's so beautiful, isn't it?
It's such a beautiful place.
Did you have some great coffee?
I had some great coffee throughout the whole trip. I feel like Australians really take great pride in great coffee. I'm not doing a very good impression of
it. I like the way that you gave them a New York coffee.
I know.
Like a coffee.
Yeah. They do take great pride in their nice coffee. And their nice brunch. Oh, the brunches. Oh.
How many avocados and eggs do you think you ate?
400.
So nice. 400 in 2 weeks.
But also the other things of like, because it's kind of difficult to explain like how seriously they take brunch, because people in the UK will be like, oh, what, they just really like Eggs Benedict or like bacon and eggs. I'm like, no, that's the half of it. Like it's wild foraged mushrooms with a homemade relish and like sourdough that's created by their grandmother in the attic every day. And it's all very elaborate.
The sourdough has been made by blind nuns.
Oh, mm. It was like that.
Well, good for you, Tom.
It was lovely. Thank you. And I watched Conclave on the way back because they had that on the British Airways. IFE.
Did you? Do you feel like you really understand the Pope?
Yeah. Well, as people know, I love a bit of high ceremony, and I thought it was a great insight. Wonderful.
Yeah. Do you think that in a different life you might have joined the clergy?
Yeah, I mean,
mainly for the outfits?
For the outfits and the high ceremony. Yeah, I think I would, as I've said before, I think the clergy or maybe an undertaker, something very solemn.
Mm.
And that is how I approach a lot of gigs.
Do you know who I think you'd be good as? You know, in the Catholic Church.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's the person with the incense who has to swing that ball around.
Oh, yes. I'd love that one. Yeah.
I think you get a hat as well over that job.
Yes. Well, I liked learning about the hats in the film Conclave, actually.
The higher the hat, the closer to God?
Kind of. I mean, I don't know if they did take that adage from, I think, Lady Bunny. Or
Dolly Parton.
Or was it Dolly Parton? Dolly Parton, maybe. Sorry. Apologies. Appalled. But I think there is a little bit of that. But there's often a skull cap with another sort of cap on top. It's not a mitre. I don't know what it's called. Apologies to anybody who's into vestments of the clergy, which I know a lot of our listeners are.
Yeah, Vestments of the Clergy. Great band.
Great band. Underrated.
Loved their first album. Really like the early stuff.
Me also, yeah. Yeah, really great. Great to see live.
So are the Cardinals currently locked in a room? Is that happening now? I don't know why I'm asking you this and not looking at the news. I don't just ask
when you. Does the conclave begin? They did say it would be after the funeral. I feel like it might be another week or so.
Right. And then they get shut in a room, the door gets locked.
But all the blinds are drawn, they're completely sequestered.
Is there like a doctor in there or anything like that? Or is it just the Cardinals?
It's just the Cardinals. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the film now. Because I was watching it on the film on the plane. Of course, one does sometimes have a little glass of wine. So a little bit of it was a bit blurry. But then I went into watching that film Queer with Daniel Craig.
Haven't watched it.
Well, I wouldn't have watched it normally, but the title drew me in.
No shit.
Yeah, right. Well,
God, you had a really male-heavy flight.
Hey, don't leave Isabella Rossellini out of my flight.
But, sorry. But is she one of the Cardinals?
She's one of the nuns.
She is.
Yeah.
So versatile. She plays
so
the Pope.
Versatile. She would be a great Pope. She's so beautiful as well.
She's really stunning.
Really stunning. Even as a nun, I thought, gosh, lovely.
Oh, is she a nun in Conclave?
She's a nun in Conclave, yeah. She does the cooking. She does the cooking.
Oh. A woman's work.
A woman's work is never done. Not for Isabella Rossellini. She works in work. So yes, Queers
with Daniel Craig.
With Daniel Craig. Queers with Daniel Craig, the new
podcast series.
It's good.
Double O Heaven, am I right?
Oh my God, that's exactly what it would be. Oh, I would listen to that.
Yeah,
on a car journey. But it's good. I was getting a little bit drunk at that point. So, and as well,
as long as you don't say horny, I think it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine, isn't it? That's fine. No, I wasn't actually. I was more confused, which because I'd sort of been a bit drunk at the end of Conclave, and then it merged into Queer. So I was a bit like, wow, this Conclave is far out. Interesting. I did not know all this. I did not know about the ayahuasca.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, that might make you closer to something.
People say it does, actually. And then, as well, there's a big sort of, no spoilers, but at the end, there's a bit where they take...
Is this Conclave or Queers? Or Conclave Queers?
Conclave Queers. It's more Queers. I think this is Queers.
No, I think it's one film.
I think it's one film. That's a great idea, actually, on a film. Just mash up whatever you want and just create your own stories. AI can't get you. AI could never. You go into Queers and the ayahuasca, and this is like, it's sort of a sex scene or a love scene, as it used to be called, but it's very like dancey. But
are
all
you
our...
dancing while you have sex these days?
No.
Oh, Tom, you're missing out.
I'm missing.
Did you not get the email?
But it was really trippy. It was really trippy. And then, of course, that's when they came over to clear my tray.
Oh,
I was
so you
really
like
embarrassed. Yeah, and I was like, oh no, I didn't know this film would be like this.
I was trying to watch Conclave.
I thought I was watching something about the Pope. Why is Daniel Craig dancing around naked?
Why is the Pope naked doing ayahuasca?
Yeah. And also, big shout out to Leslie Manville, who's in it. Queers, not Conclave.
Okay. Good to know. Is she Isabella Rossellini in Queers?
She's playing Isabella Rossellini.
Playing a nun in Conclave.
She's playing a nun in Death Becomes Her in Conclave. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's so good. Mm-hmm. Gosh, that does sound like a... It sounds quite art housey.
Mm. Suze, it really was, actually. And of course, Conclave did do very well at the Oscars. I just wanted to take a moment to talk about awards, because congratulations to you on your highly commended Diva Award.
Did I get that? I didn't know that.
Alfie just told me as he was going out.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks. I was nominated for one, I think. But I didn't know. I couldn't go because I was in Goring in Reading doing a tour show, doing a work in prog.
Oh, that's nice, Suze. Well, that's the greatest award of all.
Well, yes, getting to play Goring, I'd say so. Do you know, the theatre was next door to the house where George Michael died.
I thought that was in Highgate, no?
No, apparently Reading.
Really?
Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what a guy told me. I'm just messenger.
If somebody told you that, then it must be true. Then it must be where Goring is.
Well, I was hoping that it was the Goring near me. And then the morning of the gig, I was like, so that should take me about an hour. And then it was like 2.5. I was like,
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Not that I would ever.
Obviously, it's a pleasure.
Obviously, it's a
privilege. We're blessed.
Blessed. It's not the Goring Hotel. That was the other thing I was thinking.
Where's the Goring Hotel?
I think it's in Chelsea, Belgravia way. somewhere I've always wanted to go to.
Tom, there's somewhere I need to take you.
Where?
So, in Preston Park in Brighton.
Yeah.
They've done up Preston Park Manor.
Wow.
Yeah, to the public.
Oh, that sounds right up our street.
It's so far up your Strasse, you wouldn't believe.
Oh my God, I can't even get it out.
Yeah, it's, and honestly, this is one of the gayest things I've ever said, but there is like a teapot cabinet, cabinet where there's just like loads of teapots behind glass. And I thought, Tom Allen would love it here.
He would love this.
He would love all this gay shit.
He would fucking love this. Oh, wow. Oh, I'd love to do that soon.
Anyway, they've got a cafe in there now. You can have a walk around.
Oh, my God.
There's a dining room that I thought I could see this in Tom's house.
This could be, oh, my goodness.
This could
inspiration.
Be where Tom lived. Yeah, I think it would give you big inspo.
Did someone I know get married there? Someone, I think back in there, I went there for a drink once, I think.
Sure, maybe.
It's sort of in a valley, isn't it?
It's where Pride is.
Oh, it's where Pride, the actual Pride. Was there a house there, though?
Yeah. Cool. And apparently, according to a book I briefly scanned on my way out, it's the most haunted building in Sussex.
Well, now you tell me, Suze. Did you feel a presence?
No, I didn't. But I also wasn't looking for a presence.
You're looking for a present? That's
always
for me.
Another present.
Maybe a teapot.
No, I did see a tie, actually, that was the...
Oh,
and I thought,
goodness,
that'd be a good present.
Tom Allen Museum.
It's coming up for June.
It's coming up for June is, of course, the title of my new book.
Yes. Tom makes me call him June when no one's around.
June is a good name. I like a June. I like an April. I like a May.
Yeah, I like all the names. Love August.
August is a nice name.
Yeah, Gus for sure.
Gus and Augustus. And I also like Carol, someone born in December.
That's nice. What about January? There's that famous actress, isn't there, called January?
Oh, yeah.
January Jones. January, February?
January, February, March?
Yeah, I know her.
No one gets called March, do they?
No.
February.
No, they don't.
We've called the baby February. Why not? Why not? Maybe that. I'm sure there's a February out there.
Feb.
Quite short.
Do get in touch. Let us know. Well, Tom, it sounds like you had a great time. I'm so pleased.
It was lovely. Thank you. But I did miss you.
Well, I missed you.
Suze, how's everything been going with you? I need to know.
Well, they've opened Preston Park Manor.
Yes, yes.
That's the big news.
That's the big news.
The big news is I'm haunting Preston Park Manor. Yeah, good, 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 good. What can I tell you? I've been doing lots of work in progresses. They've been really nice. I'm really enjoying putting my show together. It's, I've written something I think that's like a bit more theatrical than the shows that I've written before. And people seem to be enjoying it.
Sure.
I'm growing in a mullet.
That's big news.
That's pretty big news.
Oh, now you turn.
Sorry. You can't really see it because of the headphones, but there's sort of a mullet that's sort of happening.
Oh, that's going to be great for June.
What else? Got some new bedding. That's it, really.
News. Now it's all this big news you've saved.
I'm sorry.
New bedding, eh?
Yeah.
What sort of bedding?
A blue stripe with white.
Oh, one of my favourite stripes, actually.
Yeah. And then, and Alice isn't sure on this, a blue floral. It's a bit chintzy, but I quite like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
And very of the moment.
Do you think?
Absolutely.
I would love to be of the moment.
Well, you are. Good
Am
news.
I? Oh, God,
yeah,
huge.
Good news. You found it. I think as well, like a lot of the high drama patterns of our childhood are coming back in abundance. Mm. Like I remember my mum having a candy stripe in her bedroom, pink and white, love. Which I still love a pink and white, but yeah, with great. A floral bedspread and a brassy bed. Ooh. Yeah. Mm. But I think the Rivals helped bring back that sort of slightly 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Danny Dyer doesn't get enough thanks.
He doesn't, actually. He doesn't. Dear Danny.
Dear Danny.
Well, Susie, I wish you luck on that journey.
Thank you so much. Should we do some emails?
Should we do some emails?
We've had so many. We've been inundated.
We've been inundated. And thank you for all of your lovely messages. We love to receive them. Well, Lucy has been in touch.
Oh, hello, Lucy.
From Hampshire. Saying, hi, guys. I absolutely love the pod. Just listen to the ep where Tom talks about his tampon station. That was a big day, wasn't it?
Huge.
The tampon station is going really well. For anybody wondering, please rename it Susie's Sanitary Station.
Yes, very good.
That's neat, actually. Love the books. Can't wait for Susie's. I'll be getting the audio book. Bye, 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 bye. And that's Lucy in Hampshire. P.S. My brother and I have always said bye, 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 bye. It's got so ridiculous that we now just have to shout bah and be done. Oh, how lovely is that? How lovely.
That's really lovely. I've got one here. Hi, Tom and Susie, long-time listener, first-time emailers. We are massive fans of your podcast and you always provide laughs when it's most needed. Now, we know you like a musical. We are currently three members of the stage management team on the Les Mis World Arena Tour. And Tom, lucky you, we have tickets to your show in Sydney on Friday the 25th of April. That's Friday just gone.
Wow.
We can't wait to come and see you, and we promise not to do a Les Mis flash mob in the process if we get too excited.
Wow. Well, unfortunately, spoiler alert, they didn't.
Oh, that's so disappointing. Mm. You didn't chat to them?
No, I don't know whether... I did actually get their message on Instagram. They Instagrammed me as well. And I did respond, well, I wasn't nervous until now.
Surely you could hear them jangling their keys if they're the stage management team.
I heard the distant flutter of some lanyards.
Oh, but, love it.
I couldn't put my finger on what it was, but now I know.
That's from Joe, Alice and Luke. So shout out to you guys. The Les Mis World Tour. That must be... That's full on, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, of course, I wonder how long that goes on for.
Well, as long as people need to see it, which is a long time.
Yeah.
I think a big part of my childhood was when my mum and dad had seen Les Mis, and then we watched the 10-year anniversary concert, and on all the Jean Valjeans from around the world came in and sang Do You Hear the People Sing in all the different languages that Les Mis was being performed in around the world. Very moving encore moment. From that performance.
Very moving. Did you ever watch the VHS Hey Mr. Producer?
No, actually, I didn't. I think I would like that.
Oh, it was really good. I watched that a lot.
Oh, then, I'd like to see if I can find it.
As a teenager. And then when Jenny Bede and I lived together, we found a DVD of it that we then watched. And I still really enjoyed.
Mm. Okay.
Really great.
Uplifting, inspiring.
Yeah, Send in the Clowns, that sort of thing. I think maybe Dame Judy doing Send in the Clowns.
Well, it was either her or Glynis Johns who used to do it quite a lot because they both had a crack in their voice.
Oh. She's a dame, Tom.
Please.
A bit of respect.
Please, have some respect. And I think Glynis Johns might have been a dame as well.
Oh. Apologies.
God love. Well, I'm not sure. I think surely she deserved it. Hello to Susie and Tom. We were so excited to see Tom in our hometown of Perth tonight. They very kindly said I was funny. Kept the whole venue laughing. That's very generous. But I wanted to read this one because it says, just need you, Susie, and the family, bracket, do it while the little one is cheap, and my comic bucket list would be full, says Tracy. in Perth.
Oh, thanks, Tracy.
Tracy, what a lovely thing to say. I thought I'd put that out there because I do think, Suze, this would be a fun adventure.
Yes, that would be fun, wouldn't it? I'd love to do it at some point.
They'd love you.
It'd be great fun.
They'd love you.
Hello, Susie and Tom. When you, all the hopes, read this out, my daughter Kate and her fiancé Hannah will have just moved to Brighton along with Huxley the cat.
Wow, what great timing for the Preston Park house.
I mean, huge for them. As mum, I will be hot-footing it from near Blackpool do mum things, i.e. help clean, freshen up grouting, and generally spread parental positive vibes. Please, can you give us all a shout-out? We are regular listeners to your weekly dose of joy, and we're coming to see Susie's show in London on the 25th of June. Many thanks. All the byes. And that's from Alison. Thank you. Hi, Kate, Hannah, and Alison. I hope you have a great time in Brighton. It is the best place to live. Oh, Tom, you've frozen. Oh, Tom's frozen. Or he's just really deep in thought. Or he's praying. Oh, dear, oh, dear. The internet.
Hello.
Hello.
Basically, the iPad you may have felt was in the sun.
It got too hot.
And it went, iPad, must cool down, emergency.
Yes.
And just completely shut off. So I'm sorry about this.
Don't worry about it. Well, we've almost finished. I was just giving a shout out to Kate, Hannah, and Alison.
Oh, who've just moved down?
Just moved down. Say hi if you see me in the lanes.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say.
Well, listen, Tom, I think that's about all we've got time for this week. What are you going to do with the rest of your day in the sunshine?
Well, Suze, I've got a bit of work to do later today, and I'm also doing a little thing at St. Christopher's Hospice, which I'm looking forward to seeing the gang up there.
Ah, that's nice.
So I'm going over there, and hopefully by then my iPad will have cooled down and I can go back to using it.
I think you'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be fine. It's just got a bit hot.
Yeah. Apologies to listeners for that quick cutout like that.
It's fine. I just sort of riffed. It was really, really special.
That's the thing, Suze. That's the thing. Also, we're going to be doing some riffing together very soon, but maybe we should wait till next week to tell people about that.
Oh, yes, we are. And maybe some more live shows that we can announce soon.
Yes.
Maybe not just in London.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Listen, it's a little while away, but something to put in the diary.
Maybe. Pop it in the dairy. Yeah.
Pop it in the dairy, you know, a couple of weeks before we see St. Nick.
Yes, maybe the carols will come out. People called Carol.
Maybe.
And of course, the songs.
Right. If I don't see you through the window, I'll see you through the week.
You bet, Suze. Thank you so much.
I'm going to go put my washing on the line.
Pop your I tell you, it's a perfect time of year.
No, for drying washing.
And you won't regret it, as I'm constantly.
No, I know. I know. By my mum.
But your bedding. Will you give your bedding a quick rinse before you use it, the new one?
Yes, probably.
Wise. It's been in that packaging for a long time, so.
Yeah, I don't want it to be musty.
Yeah, it wouldn't be though.
Right, I am going to go. I love you very much.
Love you.
I'm so pleased you're back.
Thanks all.
Bye, darling.
Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.